T-Mobile.
Yes, morning, Eric.
Eric, to hear you out and about today.
About, I'm at home running on emergency power, and here later today I will be up at the radio station working my ham radio stuff up there. I moved my main base station up there to help with disaster relief and moving traffic for them.
Yeah, good on you for doing that. I've heard of the mess that is up in Asheville. It's apparently a helicopter was the only way in and out up until maybe yesterday.
That we finally got some of the roads open where they can start to get some supplies in. Brevard and Hendersonville and Asheville have all been pretty much cut off from each other and everything else.
Pictures of I-40 washed out, and I-26 washed out, and they're saying it's going to be like 6 months to a year before 40 is open again.
Excuse me. It's pretty bad up here. I've had the neighbors, we've had two landslides in the neighborhood. No houses lost, but some pretty good property damage and vehicle damage.
Not as bad as up there, probably, but Courtney and I took a drive around for the roads that we could get on. Still a lot of trees down everywhere, but everything was mostly cleared out and passable yesterday, like in the evening. There were still a few trees down that you couldn't get around, but yeah, lots of damaged and destroyed homes. I mean, I saw one house that literally this tree, like, literally sliced the house in half. You know, and of course they're gone, and, you know, just lots and lots of damage, lots and lots of, you know, power poles just snapped like they were twigs, you know, just lines laying on the ground everywhere. It's just a huge mess.
After that, kind of the same thing up here, but supplies haven't started rolling in up here yet. Hopefully today, some will start making their way into the area.
Heard on a few things. You can't get gas anywhere. You can't get food anywhere. The gas started rolling in, I guess, Saturday night. They got a lot of gas resupplies in. But yeah, like Saturday, I went to try to go fill my can for a generator, and like these people were like literally fist fighting in the gas station, you know, fighting over line cutting and stuff like that, lines down the street in both directions for a mile. So I just gave up, but, yeah, starting to get a little bit of relief. I'm surprised that, you know, how much everybody was really caught off guard by this thing. You know, there wasn't a peep from the state or the county or anybody about, you know, getting ready, preparing, or whatever. I guess everybody thought it was just going to be no big deal, but it just turned out to be a big deal.
After that, well, I know it was record flooding up here. Previous record was, I believe, 27.5 feet. Above flood stage, and we went to 29 plus this storm. I hadn't heard an official, but I know we at least 2 feet.
Some of the rainfall totals were over 25 inches up in that area, like all through that corridor along the mountains there in the foothills. So I'm not surprised you had some record flooding. You know, we have the Broad River flooded here. And then the Lake Lord Dam nearly failed, and they were, you know, evacuating everybody along the Broad River, because if the Lake Lord Dam failed, that was going to be bad news for anybody along the river. So they, you know, evac'd everybody there, but then they came back and said it was going to be okay, thank goodness. And so I've been running around all weekend just helping people out. I've, you know, I have all those Ryobi power stations and batteries and stuff, and I've just been shuttling those around. You know, our power came back on Friday afternoon, but we're one of the only people in town that have power. So I'm, you know, doing a charging station and whatever else, just so, you know, people can get, you know, for the neighborhood, they can charge their phones and charge their batteries and whatever else. And it's still a big mess, but, we're getting by.
That, kind of same up here. I've got, a whole house generator I run in my house, and I've offered for people to come get water, whatever they need. And then I haven't been running it all day. I just run it for about 4 or 5 hours a day. And then I've got another little generator, little propane generator, thankfully. And I had several bottles of propane, and so did everybody else in the neighborhood. And I've been passing it around, and it's been charging phones. It's been cooling refrigerators. At night, it runs a gentleman's oxygen machine in here, because we can't get, could nobody get in here We were cut off by the river and had no way to get anything, so we just all been banding together and doing the best we can with what we got.
I do, and you know, I'm just glad that people have that mentality that, you know, I'm going to help everybody out as best I can when this stuff happens, because that's not everybody, I guarantee it. But no, it's same story, just that, you know, trying to help out the neighbors. You know, my street has power, but the street that connects to ours does not, so our next door neighbors are still running their generator, and I'm going to see if I can get a couple of drop cords. You can't find drop cords anywhere, but I'm going to see if I can get it. I'm on my way down into the office now, and I'm going to see if I can find some more drop cords so I can just run one over from our house so they can keep their fridge and his CPAP and other stuff going. But anyway, I'm getting off here for my breakfast stop, so I'll be back in a few minutes, but hopefully somebody else is going to jump in here this morning too and let us know how they're doing. KO4HKX, this is W2JKT. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Roger that, Eric. Well, I probably won't jump back in very often. I'm trying to conserve power as much as I can. Like I said, running on battery backup on everything except for when I'm running the generator. So just kind of in standby mode and only using it when I can. So if I don't come back, you be safe out there. And thanks for helping everybody you can. KO4HKX.
At all. Just do what you need to do and stay safe. And, you know, thank you as well for, you know, being there to help people out. W2JKT, back in a bit.
K4HKX, this is W4ATP.
ATP, go ahead, KO4HKX.
This is W4ATP. I'm monitoring for South Carolina Aries. I'll be standing by more or less quietly up through at least noon today. W4ATP.
Robert, correct?
ATP, name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike.
Roger that. I knew it was either Robert or Tom. I couldn't remember which one. But, yeah, I appreciate that. I'll be heading up to the church to start taking information here in a little while. I got to go check on my father-in-law this morning before I head there, and then once I get everything, I'll get it turned on and start doing information requests and handling traffic for everybody.
Yeah, understand that. Do you have any estimate on time when that officially begins, more or less, W4ATP?
I say between 8 and 9 o'clock, somewhere in that neighborhood. That'll give me a little bit of chance to take care of everything here that I need to at the house and get up there and check on him.
ATP, Roger, I'll just be standing by in the meantime in case anyone calls, but I'll make sure I'm on around 8. Thanks a lot, W4ATP.
ATP from K4NWX.
Yeah, K4NWX, go ahead.
Yeah, all was quiet through the night. No call, no anything. I'm going to try to catch 2 or 3 hours sleep, and then I will be back up. If you need anything during the day, feel free to give me a call or text me.
This is W4ATP. Appreciate that. Looks like I've got a couple of folks from Pickens County from our group who are going to be monitoring after lunch in 4DDS. And WW4JET. I'll be following up with them when the sun comes up regarding their schedules, but they've both offered to monitor a bit later as well. W4ATP.
I'm still working and kicking around and thought we may open a net local here to Anderson also to try to glean some local reports maybe on the ANMED machine. I'm still working on that, but should we do that, I will let you know.
W4ATP, appreciate that. Standing by.
ATP, quick question, KO4HK.
W4ATP, go ahead.
Hey, how do I get the information to you? I know y'all are monitoring in the background, but I want to make sure y'all are getting everything you need. Can we move off to another frequency? Now that I'm out away from my house, I got a little more option about what I can hit and what I can't.
W4ATP, we could either do that, or if you or someone helping you out has WinLink and want to send the information to us that way, that would be a great way to do it as well.
Roger that. I am taking the stuff. We're going to try to get WinLink set up today. We're getting set up yesterday at the church so we could do all this. And so we're working on that side of things. But until then, I think I can hit the 145, 130 machine if need be. So I'll double check that to when I get up there. Because like I said, I'm in a much better location than what I am now.
All right, this is W4ATP. We can discuss those options. Wait one. Another option for us perhaps is the 442.400 UHF machine in Caesar's Head belongs to WX4PG.
We'll see if I can hit it from there. Don't know, but I will see what happens. Like I said, not used to running from the location we'll be at later today, so just trying everything out. First time I had to do all this.
We understand that. For the 442-400 repeater, just information for you, the receive frequency for you from that repeater would be 442.400. The transmit frequency is 447.400, and the PL tone for both transmit and receive is 127.3. I'll copy.
I got 442.400 receive, 447.400 transmit, PL on transmit and receive of 127.3.
Roger. W4ATP, standing by.
Okay, standing by.
T-Mobile returns.
W4ATP.
Right here, W2JKT, just on the road from Shelby, North Carolina, on my way down to Anderson this morning.
Yeah, I know that road well. I drove from Simpsonville, South Carolina to Shelby for about a year before I moved up to right on the state line near Boiling Springs. I worked up in Shelby for 5 years back in the very late 90s, early 2000s.
I moved there a couple of years ago to get with my XYL, and still making my commute down to Anderson. I used to live down in Seneca, so commute got quite a bit longer, but, you know, life got a lot happier. So, anyway, no services at exit 90. Not sure who's listening, but the quick trip is closed. The pilot has a line for miles in both directions. So I think that Bojangles was open. But, yeah, on my way down to the office this morning, down at exit 27. And, not much is really available on the way.
All right, yeah, if you want to give me just some general reports as you head down the road, that'd be great. So you're seeing QT closed. Pilot has long lines, is that correct?
Cars both lined up to get into the pilot, but they have caution tape around their auto gas pumps, so I'm assuming they're out of gas as well. And I saw that the Bojangles was open, but I'm not sure, you know, what they're offering this morning, if they're full menu or anything like that. I didn't stop in. That's all I saw at exit 90 that was open. I didn't see anything on the other side of the interstate. So, got to be a rough ride this morning.
This is W4ATP. That's a heck of a commute to do. But, safe travels. And if you get a chance, just call me. Let me know what you see on the exits. W4ATP, standing by.
Still in search of breakfast, so probably try exit 78 up here next and see if they're gone. Anyway, W2JKT Mobile listening. W2JKT, Ken, you on the road?
DFW, go ahead, Eric.
Ken.
Well, QT there in Greer is out of fuel. Looked like the Sphinx had some because there was a few cars in there. Way up in Greer, And then I see this other Sphinx right here at Highway 14 and 29. Looks like they have fuel.
Get that. AP negative. I had stepped away for just a second to get one of my batteries plugged in and charging. Can you repeat?
Highway 14 and Highway 29 in Greer. Looks like they have fuel. And there's cars fueling up. Also, the Sphinx at 29 and Buncombe in Greer has fuel. KN4TFW.
All right, appreciate that, KN4TSW. I've got Sphinx at 14 and 29 open, and the one at Buncombe and Greer also open, correct?
Yeah, roger that. The QT at Buncombe and 29 in Greer is out of regular.
W4ATP. So there's also a Sphinx there, correct?
Yeah, roger. The Sphinx across the street, there was cars fueling up, but looks like all the QT has is diesel.
All right, W4ATP, good copy. Thanks for the info.
Good, okay, Ken?
It's power for about 36 hours, but then we went to Lowe's looking for some lamp oil, and they had a bunch of generators, so I picked one up. And that I needed one for the camper anyway. KN4TFW.
KO4CF.
How's it going, W2JKT?
Yep. I'm doing all right. Just making my way to work.
Storm over the weekend.
See if this Murphy has fuel.
I double with you, Ken. Do that again.
Ken, I-26. The Sphinx was out of unleaded yesterday, but I was able to fill up on the truck diesel pump. I'm glad I'm driving an old F-250. It has the big port so I can fill up. And but I think the hotspot still have fuel. And it looks like the gas station's on exit 15. They're still up and running. I don't know what all they got, though.
Got Murphy. Shelby was absolutely wrecked on Friday.
A war zone. My house doesn't have a lot of trees around it, so I was okay. A couple neighbors' trees down in the yard, but we went to check on my mother-in-law and then my mom and dad. And on the way to go check on my mother-in-law, I mean, you get down some of these back roads, there's not only trees over the road. I had to go around a transformer that was laying in the road. The pole snapped, the transformer was laying in the road. They were just driving around it. And you're just like, what in the world? And you go down another road and there's some kind of cable laying across the road. And you don't know what they are, but it definitely looks really bad. A lot of the trees have been cleared at this point. I mean, they're kind of hanging on the edge, but some of these utility poles are still down. But, I mean, it looks like Duke Energy's making progress.
For Shelby, we had a lot of trees down, a lot of power poles literally snapped in half, you know, lines down everywhere. We got power back on Friday afternoon because we just happened to get lucky to be connected to the grid that runs along Kings Road, which was thankfully not damaged between our house and the substation. So we're one of the only streets in the whole town that has power, and most of Shelby is still without power. So, yeah, we're thankful for that, and just trying to help people out when we can. So, yeah, it's going to be a long recovery for this one.
I'm on Waccamaw right here at before I get to 85, and it's pitch black. Michelin looks like they got power, but I don't know if they're running off generators or not. But, yeah, we got power back Saturday around 8 p.m., so I'm finally able to cut the generator off and let the fridge run off of shore power.
KN4TFW. The Greer Walmart, the Murphy there, it has fuel, no line, taking debit. The Ingalls there in Greer on 290, they have fuel, but it's only, it's cash only. Same with the Ingalls grocery store. They're only letting 10 in at a time, and it's cash only.
Exit 78, and they have fuel and pretty good lines, and the raceway next door looks like they have fuel. Maybe, maybe not. I can't really tell. There's some people at the pumps, but not sure they're getting anything.
W4ATP, copy exit 78, QT and raceway both appear to be open. W4ATP.
W2JKT, back in the bay, we'll run in and see if I get my breakfast.
TFW, do you copy? Did the Walmart and Greer has fuel? They called it off on a Thursday, and that they didn't get power back at work until late Sunday. And I just see that 7-Eleven at 29 and Highway 80 has fuel.
4ATP, please say again, I've got 7-Eleven at 29, and what was the cross street there?
Yeah, the cross street, Highway 80, and that they have fuel.
4ATP, good copy on that.
Martin Greer has fuel.
W4ATP, yeah, I've got the Murphy and Greer, which is Walmart, correct?
Yeah, roger that. KN4TFW. Yes, are out there at the Highway 80.
We'll be starting up today with an hour delay. I'm not sure how many people actually show up.
Yeah, Susan's work was open, or they said they were open on Friday, so I took her, and by the time I got back home, I had to go back and get her and then come back, and each time I went out, it was worse and worse.
Yeah, we got out Friday evening. That was a mistake, because I didn't even think about how many trees and stuff would be on the road. You'd just be driving down the road, and all of a sudden, there's a tree covering one whole side of it, and you had to hurry up and get on the brakes. Wait on other people to go so you can go around them. It was pretty bad.
Bad up here in Lyman on 29 past Gap Creek Road. There's a lot of tree debris, and I can see where they cut a bunch of trees.
I'm back. That raceway at 78 does not have fuel. They are out of fuel.
4ATP, copy.
Fuel truck that appears to be hooking up to unload, so that's probably a very temporary situation.
ATP, I'll copy that. Thank you.
What are they saying the fuel depot is down? Did anybody ever confirm that, or is that just rumor?
Came on and said all three fuel depots were up and running.
Massive influx of people that hit a gas station every time it opens.
That's Courtney, the company Courtney works for. Their pipeline and depots are all open. They've been running fuel all weekend.
We got 25 generators coming from another plant, and they're loaning them out to people that still don't have power.
All the generators on Friday.
The generator was having enough fuel on hand to keep it going. So Saturday we got out, borrowed from the... Like I said, my mother-in-law, because I'm like, she don't need it. She don't have a generator. And then I went and got some from my parents, and that kept us going until the power come on last Saturday night.
All the power is out in Lyman, and somehow the QT has power, but they're completely out of fuel. And that I see they got it all barricaded off. That's 29 and Highway 129, KN4TFW.
KN4 GSW or TSW, good copy.
And it's Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
South of America and that Wendy's truck stop on the 290 is down. They don't have any power. It's going on the other side of the interstate, so maybe they have power. I don't know.
Much work we'll be able to do today, especially me, because mine's mostly computer work. And imagine the internet's probably still down. I see that this there's a Citco here in Lyman. It doesn't have power.
Power on down here towards 101. I'm about to get off of my exit for work.
We had to run down to Anderson. The daughter was coming home in the middle of the storm, and the serpentine belt come off, so we had to go down there, and thankfully we found an auto parts that was actually open and got a belt and got them back going. KN4TFW.
What is the practice of putting $9.99 on the price board when your gas station runs out of gas, but the last time they did that, it was a big uproar because everybody thought they were price gouging. So, passed Isaac 75, looked like the quick trip was open. Couldn't see if they had cars getting fuel because I was just passing by, but yeah. Anyway, there we go.
Down on the board now, and everybody thinks you're just, so prices went up just crazy high. Which I guess I can understand that, but still, at least turn the prices off or something. That way people know you don't have fuel. It's crazy. KO4CEF.
Power here in Welford is a little bit intermittent. Some places have power, some don't, but the street lights aren't working.
That's here on Highway 101 right in front of BMW's up and running. And there's cars getting fuel.
For ATP, good copy, Spinks at I-85 South Carolina 101. Open.
Going into the plant, so I'm going to say 7-3. Hopefully I'll holler at you in the morning, and we'll go from there, see what the day holds. KO4, CEF, and I'll be clear on everybody's final.
All right, Dan, be safe, and thanks for the reports this morning. We'll catch you tomorrow morning on the way in. This is W2JKT 73.
Have a good one, and be safe. Hey, it looks like the 7-Eleven at 29 and 85, all I can tell is that they have power.
ATP, roger.
One of the biggest challenges over the weekend for gas distribution is that, so the company Courtney works for, their wholesale fuel distribution, so they do pipeline and they also do truck delivery. But without the internet, they couldn't tell who had fuel and who didn't and where it needed to go. That was all having to be done manually, and the cell networks were also down in many places, so it was hard to know where the fuel needed to go. So they couldn't start rolling everything until they could get the communications back up and running again. So definitely some big challenges this weekend.
W4ATP, yeah, definitely was. I think this whole storm's kind of showing some of the gaps in our systems. I think we got a bit too reliant in the past several years on internet and cell communications, but landlines wouldn't have done us a bit of good either. W4ATP.
Kind of helped out as if the fuel stations had had backup power, at least you could have pumped, right? KN4, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
And, one of the things that she's going to pitch, because she's on senior leadership there, so we're going to pitch some things. She and I sat down over the weekend and tried to, make a list of some of these gaps. But, one thing they're going to pitch is just, in advance of these storms, is going around and filling up all the gas stations and making sure they're absolutely all the way full. And then also to, I've been working on a design for a low power, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of CATS, but it's kind of like an alternative to APRS. And these are frequency agile, data terminals that are basically, APRS repeaters, but, the guy developed a new protocol called CATS. And so I'm going to kind of modify this thing, and we might actually put one on the ISM bands at every one of their fuel stations that can transmit the telemetry data from the pump meters, in the absence of internet. And that way they can know, which of their gas stations are still online, how much fuel they have, and all that other good stuff.
Managed to snag a 7,500 watt generator, dual fuel, and that at Lowe's when we were there. We walked in there and there was a line, and it's like, what's the line for? It was for generators, and they had about, 150 or 200 of them, but man, they all went out.
At our distribution center on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, of all the generators we could ship to all the local Home Depots. I think it was kind of crazy to see all the trucks go out, but hopefully, I think we sold every single one of them at the Home Depots. So it was definitely a big sellout weekend, and we had our tool sale over the weekend in the parking deck, and that's one thing everybody was coming up for, was to try to get generators.
On that dual fuel, because I think sure I wouldn't have been able to find gasoline.
4-kilowatt dual fuel generator at home as well, and I've got 6 or 7 30-pound tanks for the RV, so I'm pretty well set if I need to use a generator, but luckily our power was only out for about 10 hours, so I didn't even get through all my tool batteries before the power came back on.
Friday morning about 6 and didn't come on till Saturday evening about 5 o'clock.
A grand total of about 10 hours.
Trees down on our cut-through roads and transformers down in the road and everything, it's just terrible. And there on Wade Hampton, you know how busy that road is. Man, all the lights were out.
And get off at 290 here to see what gas stations still have gas? Or is that too brave?
Intersection, there's construction there too. KN4TFW.
90 is a dumpster fire in the morning, and traffic on 85 is about normal. You know, people are not staying home today, that's for sure.
Yesterday I got up early and went down to the QT to try to get some fuel, and it's like, yeah, there was, that thing was a parking lot backed up down the road. I just went on. I thought I'd be smart to get there early, but it didn't work out. But on a work day, it looks like it works out.
Take one for the team here and get off at 290, hang a left, and check out that QT and the Chick-fil-A and all the other stuff over there to see if anybody's got fuel. W2JKT.
W2JKT, this is W4ATP. Standing by for your report.
Lights are out at the off-ramp, so this will be fun.
Yeah, break. The gas station at Locust Hill and McElhaney is putting out gas now, this thing. And it's not a long line.
It is out on the east side of the exit at exit 63, so nothing over there is working. And I'm headed over. Traffic is actually extraordinarily light right now because I guess everything is out. It looks like there are a bunch of cars at the Quick Trip. Stand by. We'll see if they're actually getting fuel.
Not sure where all you fellers are at, but in Simpsonville, at Ferry Road and Harrison Bridge, all of the gas stations, all 4 gas stations, are operational. So Sphinx, QT, 7-Eleven, Walmart, all have gas in Simpsonville.
This is W4ATP. I got Simpsonville, Fairview, and what was the cross street there?
Yeah, so Fairview Road, 385, Harrison Bridge Road, 385, that triangle, all the gas stations at those exits are operational. There's power at those 2 exits, Harrison Bridge, Fairview Road, the QT, Sphinx, 7-Eleven, all have gas. K4KVG.
W4ATP, good copy.
The 290 exit 63 of I-85, they do appear to have fuel. There are cars getting fuel there right now. But there's no power in the area. All of the traffic lights are out, so traffic is pandemonium.
At W4ATP, good copy.
When we learned how to treat a traffic light out as a 4-way stop. Hey, W2JKT.
If I'm up here at, coming up on exit 78, and I'm about to get off on that.
A breakfast taco at Quick Trip, but their kitchen was closed for made-to-order stuff. So, and their drink case was picked pretty clean, too.
This restaurant says they're going to be opening it up today, but, I mean, I got to believe everything in the cooler's bad. They don't have a backup generator, and it's probably going to take a while to get deliveries if the power's on. It wasn't on last night, so I don't know. KN4TFW.
Food trucks yesterday, they all came in to help feed everybody because, you know, Shelby Uptown still doesn't have any power, so all of the restaurants are closed.
To 78, check those fuel stations there.
The Raceway was out and the Quick Trip was a madhouse, but I think they still had fuel.
If the power was on, I didn't know if you'd stop.
This is W4ATP, so that's the I-85 exit 78, correct?
Yes,
Yeah, roger. That's the cross street, 221.
You're saying the road trip there appears to be open, correct?
But busy. Fuel, but they were crazy busy.
And then I'll give you a report on the two stations here at exit 80.
4BVJ, looking for information.
When W2JKT.
Okay, 4BVJ. Terry and Taylor's up here. Do you have any information or any contacts about any propane trucks? I'm in Taylor's right above Lake Robinson.
About that area. I don't know if Tom has.
Okay, well, what I'm needing is a propane delivery, and I can't get a hold of nobody. My phone don't work.
GFW for report.
W4ATP, go ahead.
Shell station, exit 80 off of I-85 at Gossett Road. It has fuel, and this car's filling up, and about a half mile down the road is on-the-go fuel station, and it's open and has fuel. That's on Gossett Road.
W4ATP. Got the Shell station at I-85 and exit 80 open, and then Gossett Road on the go. Fuel station is also open. How copy?
Yep, roger that.
As W4ATP, last station, you're a little broken. Please try again.
Trying again, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Golf with Papa, how copy?
W4ATP, good copy now.
The speak on 125 in Easley has gas and diesel, and he is out in Easley.
4ATP, got Spinks in Easley. Is that the Spinks at 123 and K Drive, or is it the Spinks further down 123 into town?
Spinks further down into town, about a mile from the QT. The Spinks at the intersection of 25 and 123, power is off with no fuel. KQ4 GWP.
W4ATP, good copy.
Made it to work, so I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody have an awesome day out there and be safe. KN4 TFW.
It was good talking to you this morning. Glad you guys made it through the weekend. Okay, we'll catch you tomorrow morning. So W2 JKT, have a great day.